the first thing I wanted to mention was I'm on the staff at the Tri-Societies. I'm the Director of Science Communications. So normally my duties at the annual meeting, I don't get to come to sessions. So I'm so glad I was invited today because I'm learning a lot. The speakers here have been excellent. I think I'm learning much more than I can add to the conversation, but I'm going to try to add a little bit to the conversation. And you'll notice it's James Giese and Sarah Utek. I think this the request for this originally came to Ian Popkiewicz, our director of IT, and he said, "Well, I'm too busy." And James, why don't you and Sarah do this? And then Sarah said, "Well, James, I'm pretty busy at the meeting. Why don't you do this?" So either I'm willing to take on new tasks, or folks think I'm not doing too much. But anyway, I'm going to talk a little bit about social media efforts at the Tri-Societies, and of course, we're at the American Society of Agronomy. I put this up here just to mention that we're about 7,000 members, and we also have 13,000 or so CCAs. Crop Science Group, we've got about 4,600 members. And the Soil Scientists are almost about 6,000 members. And also, I would mention the 75th anniversary of Soil Science is coming up next year. So mainly, my role at the societies is to try to get outreach for the sciences that our members do. And we're doing that because we want to try to inform science policy, try to shape public information around policy efforts. We'd like to promote our publishing efforts, all our journals that we do, promote our annual meeting, assist with the community efforts. Some of our societies have divisions rather than communities. And we offer career resources. We want to promote our certification program. And so all of that adds up to outreach. Just quickly, some of our social media stuff involve Twitter. I'm a big believer in RSS feeds. Do folks use RSS feeds? Anybody, can you raise your hands? Oh, I'm kind of an RSS junkie, so. We have Facebook fan pages, and we do, some of our presidents do some blogging. This is an example here from Nick Comerford, his soil science blog. And then we have some dedicated YouTube channels. This is the soil science one. And this is when John was working on his presentation and learning about graphics. I think I was at the party that he mentioned he didn't go to, because this is my quick mock-up here of a flowchart. And basically, this is kind of our overall strategy and our thinking on how we kind of do outreach efforts. And it involves, you know, posting content and then distributing that content through various ways. And we also do print magazines. Matt Nielsen is involved with the print magazine effort. And then, but also our websites, et cetera, including social media. And then we do that, and hopefully we get some backlinking to that, or some retweeting. And then that helps us with our search engine ranking. And then hence, you know, that helps with your attention, and then promotion, and then so on through the cycle. And this is one of those charts where they told me, you know, never put more than 5 things on a chart. So I'm going to break this down a little bit. We asked our members, do you use social media? And 70% of them said they use YouTube. 58% are on Facebook. 34% LinkedIn. 20% is Flickr. And 19% use Twitter. And then some of the other ones, such as Wikipedia, MySpace, and a couple others are much lower. And looking at that a little bit further, 68% of our active membership use YouTube, 94% of grad students use YouTube, and 100% of undergrads. and then 3% of the emeritus. Again, kind of, you know, and this 56% of active membership using Facebook, 87% of our grad students, 100% of undergrad, and 10% of emeritus on Facebook. And then Twitter, 18% active members, 28% of the grad students, 17% of the undergrads, and then 3% emeritus. I did want to mention Twitter, and also I should mention that Sarah, primarily a lot of these efforts are Sarah's, and she should be giving this talk. But she's got about 2,000 followers on Twitter. We like Twitter personally because it really helps with our outreach efforts to media. We get a lot of followers in the media and journalists that kind of follow us. And we really like Twitter because it helps us reach that very influential audience that we're trying to reach. So I, you know, again, you know, we're trying to promote the publications, promote our events, promote certification, promote the member research, and then help communicate our science policy efforts. And this is just a repeat kind of all the various social media we have. And with that, that's kind of the end. If you've got any questions or if we have time.
We have time for questions.
Yeah. My question is regarding the amount, the huge amount of documentation and information generated in all these media. How do you handle the library's kind of it? Are you archiving it? Are you searching it for day to day? Are you day by day it's gone?
Yeah, essentially at the societies, I mean, the main things we archive are, you know, our journals, our member research, etc. We do very little archiving, I guess, of our social media efforts, other than they're just being stored on a server somewhere. So is that, I mean, we don't really archive our social media efforts.
Can I follow?
Yeah.
So then what is the use of it other than the short time period the use of it is gone? How do other generations make use of it? And how much time and effort is it? And what is the objective? How much time is taking it away from the daily work that a person is assigned to, and then it's gone, it's not traceable anymore?
Yeah, I think, in terms for our use, we're really using that social media to try to just promote our member research. So it's more just another communication tool that we try to increase outreach with.
James, on your blog, those would be automatically archived and searchable and things along that line. So I think it depends on the platform usually.
Yeah.
Some of the platforms automatically have archiving involved.
I would agree. You know, they are archived in terms of they're being stored on a server somewhere. But in terms of like archival, institutional library type archiving, no. I go to a lot of farm shows, by the way, so I love to take pictures of old tractors. I saw this Oliver, a purple one.
We have time for another question.
I was surprised that not to hear about who your target audience is. So, you know, we have all these different social media, but as a society, who's your target audience?
Okay, so for our efforts, our target audience would be the wider general public, journalists as well. That's a very primary audience for us personally, because then essentially it's like retweeting almost. If we can get some media, some of our press releases, etc., picked up, you know, in the news media, then, you know, that's an additional outreach. So really our audience is, and for our science policy efforts, we have specialized audience for those, and that includes people in Congress, staffers, etc. But our audience is people that can help further our information to an even wider audience.
James, to further that point,
I'm assuming you send out news releases to the media
we by do.
Email. And so do you do a Twitter just to as another way to get to them in case they miss an email to remind
yes.
them that
yeah.
it's there?
Yeah. And after listening to some of the other speakers, you know, I think we were at the level where somebody mentioned, we've kind of tried some of these other things. I think we need to back up and start integrating some more of the social media efforts that we do into our overall communication.
This is a good discussion. Any other questions? We have time.
And I would ask the audience too. I mean, we're definitely, we are in the business of trying to promote our member sciences. So, if you see things or would like to comment on things, or please send us your comments.
Do you find that there is a need or a desire to see more of the science in blogs? Communicating the science is so important. For agronomy, and maybe we should see more blogs that sort of break it down into a simple paragraph and then link it to.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've been fascinated today by some of the other efforts here to just communicate their sciences, and I strongly support that. I mean, if there's individual blogs out there and stuff that also communicate the sciences, it's great.
Any other questions?
Yeah. There are so many social medias. Which one give you high quality feedback?
I think that maybe that question goes back to some of John's efforts too, in terms of integrating some of these social media efforts into one. I mean, we especially like Twitter because it is, we do kind of reach a very influential audience with that. So, that is just one particular one that we kind of tend to favor.
Based on your survey, the data shows YouTube.
Right, YouTube.
Facebook and has more people use, and for Twitter, just a few people use.
Right, well, and I think that maybe goes back to the audience there, too. Our membership is using YouTube. We find the journalistic audience or the reporters, et cetera, are heavy Twitter users, or we feel they are. We get a lot of followers from journalists. So, that's for our department, we're kind of concentrating there, where really to communicate with members, YouTube might be a better option.
Yeah, so going back to your target audience, so do you know if I have the number correct? There was 2,000 followers on Twitter.
Yeah, I don't think we've ever sat down to break those down.
There's some real neat functionality you can do in terms of listing, and so I can, I have those numbers. I'm just not a numbers person, which is why I shouldn't be in this room. But I have those numbers for people that are in cotton, which is one of the crops I cover specifically. Members of the ag trade media, because I consider them very different than the mainstream media. And so I may need to spend some time with Sarah and James and help some of those tools come in, because it does help you look at exactly what's going on with that audience. And for them, one on members, because I have one on the ag extension, kind of the researchers I follow.
Great, thanks. Yeah.
I have one. If there are no others, I have one before I let you off the stage. But I've heard several times at the meetings here that the Soil Science Societies, for instance, has really been trying to figure out how to attract younger undergraduate students and more younger members to their society. Have you shared your survey results with the boards of the different societies, and if you have, how have they reacted to the fact that 100% of the undergraduates are using these different things?
I haven't yet. This survey was just done a couple weeks ago, and we're going to share it with the membership department. And your point is well taken. I think we need to take it back and you know, hey, communicating to some of those younger folks, you know, let's get on YouTube and Facebook and do so. I would mention too, Facebook is the only, LinkedIn, we have what I call an organic, one of our certified professional soil scientists formed their own LinkedIn group, which I also like to encourage, you know, just kind of those, that organic groups being formed too. Not organic ag, but I meant in terms of organically formed. Natural, or something.
Let's thank James. There's one more question.